This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen, here to tell you why it's good to eat bacon.
That's not really why he's here.
However, there are a lot of things that are going on in the world of medicine, and Ken is here every week to bring us through the ups, the downs, the sideways. There are a lot of things that go on in terms of research, and Ken is extraordinary at reading the fine print, if you will, and that's kind of what we all need, is somebody who is sort of on our side, that has the ability, I think there are different, you can describe ability any way you want to, but Ken is intellectually able because he has a number of doctor's degrees. Sometimes doctorates in and of themselves don't make you intellectually qualified, but Ken has made medicine his life. He lives it, eats it, breathes it, sleeps it. I don't know if you're sleeping on a MyPillow or not, but if you aren't, you ought to be, because that's a good way to get more rest. So, as we search for the variety that is there, and we're all searching for information. Some of us have strong beliefs in one form of medicine. Some have beliefs in other forms of medicine. That's why Ken is here and Jack is here on Good Day Health. So let us continue, Jack, in this service-oriented tradition that we have, taking apart and looking at some of these things. I was thinking about this. It's funny. My friend Uri Geller calls it synchronicity. The other day I was talking to somebody about fathers, and I don't know that this happened with my grandson's father or not, but for whatever the reason, it was in my focus, fathers getting postpartum sort of depression. You know, we talk about mothers doing that, but apparently there's some research that suggests that psychologically fathers can get the blues as well, right?
Exactly. There's an annual meeting of the American Psychological Association going on this week on the West Coast, and they're going to discuss this week all about what you just discussed, because postpartum depression is not limited to moms. That's the report. Rates of depression among new fathers are similar to those among new mothers. Roughly 10%, Doug, of new dads experience postpartum depression, and up to 18% have some type of anxiety disorder. And the factors that could trigger anxiety and the baby blues in new fathers include sleep deprivation, exhaustion, time away from work, gender role conflict, and concerns about being a good parent. New and expectant fathers, they should be screened for signs of depression, and men show depression differently usually than women. Men are more likely to feel irritable and socially disconnected when they're depressed. And one thing that can help men avoid postpartum depression is support from friends.
Yep. And by the way, as we go through all of these things every week and do it as a benefit to people of all ages who are listening and curious, you can have, if you haven't got all of the information, or you hear something and you want to, you say, oh, damn it, I wish I could hear that story again. Well, you can, because every week we synthesize the information that Ken puts forth and that Jack puts forth into our Good Day Health Show podcast. So if you go to gooddayhealthshow.com, that's gooddayhealthshow.com, you will hear discussions. For example, the current one that Ken has produced, focusing on fish and how using fish or eating fish could prevent premature childbirth. There's also a discussion about probiotics with Ken on the current podcast. The growing problem with Lyme disease and how to best avoid tick bites. That's something that's very important. Although the tick population now, Ken, I think is dwindling a little bit because of the time of year. But in the spring and the early to midsummer, at least where I was, it was wild. And so you can get an overview from Ken. That's explained in the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, You know about boutique medicine, walk-in clinics, that sort of thing. Are they the future of healthcare? We discussed that on the podcast because there's a new study that shows where we're going, what our trending thought is in getting quick care and coverage. We all know if you go into the emergency room at the hospital, you can sit there for hours and hours and hours. And I don't know what's being done about that, Ken. I didn't ask you that. I should have followed up in the previous conversation. What is being done to make the work, that's the workload or however we run these emergency the emergency rooms, make them more efficient? Because they are. Oh, that's one of the reasons I think that people go to walk-in clinics, because they have to sit around and wait for so long.
Well, that's what's happening. You know, in a good ER, there's what we call triage. There's a nurse out there greeting people as they walk in and deciding whether they need real emergency care or they could better be served by a so-called walk-in urgent care, which is just not as emergent. And what happens more quickly is the urgent care. And when patients are screened like that, they get seen a lot quicker.
All right. So then there, I think that's a helpful hint. Think about that in terms of your own needs. Let's see. Also, the podcast that we have now with Ken, is a new study that shows expectant mothers ought to eat fish. And that was what we were talking about before. And it brings me around to thinking about something that folks are talking about this week, Ken. The merger, there was a salmon farm, most of the Atlantic salmon farms, if you go into a restaurant and you ask for a salmon, they give you a menu and it says Atlantic salmon or Pacific salmon. You want the Pacific salmon because the Atlantic salmon is not, even though they don't describe it that way, but definition equals farmed. Atlantic salmon don't grow naturally. Salmon don't grow in the Atlantic Ocean. They grow in the Pacific Ocean. So if you're getting Atlantic salmon, it's all farmed. So this fish farm had a break. The fish decided they wanted out. So away they went. And so now there's a whole big worry about the fish, the salmon from the farm, contaminating the fresh, the good fish. Because apparently there's lots of yuccabungas and worms and parasites and stuff that grow in the salmon. When you go to a restaurant, I know you eat fish like I do, and you like the Mediterranean diet. Do you distinguish between Atlantic and Pacific salmon when you're ordering?
If I can, I'll look for the wild salmon.
Yeah, right. So in this case, getting them together, one wonders what happens when they... I can just hear the fish, though, now. We're tired of this. We want... Right.
They may be excited to get together.
Yes, right. Anyway, we're sort of bouncing around here. I did have one other reminder with regard to the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com from you, the warning about microwaving food in plastic containers, especially with children's food. Plastic is such bad, drinking out of a plastic bottle. How much more of this do we need to know before we actually turn the tide when it comes to plastic? You know, there's little, I think you and I talked about a year ago, we went quite extensively into the little pieces of plastic that are in toothpaste sometimes, and when you scrub your face with the abrasions, that's plastic as well. You get that into your system. Some of us have plastic in our systems. What does that do to our innards, to our kidneys, and to our liver and things like that? You have to wonder, don't you? Do you ever wonder things like that?
Oh, I have too many other things to wonder about.
Yeah, well, I guess I wonder about it one way or another. So if you have wonderings anyway, go to the podcast, Dr. Ken's podcast, this week, GoodDayHealthShow.com. We just gave you the overview. All right, meanwhile, back to the things that are a part of our function this week. The focus on women and longevity. What is it that predicts how old a woman will live, to what age?
This is what I wonder about, how to grow to old age. And mm-hmm. This is a study that is was done in women, published this week in Age and Aging. Women whose mothers live a long and healthy life, Doug, have a good chance of doing the same. Those whose mothers live to age 90 are 25% more likely to reach that milestone without suffering serious health issues such as heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancer, and hip fractures. If both parents reach age 90, women are 38% more likely to live a long and healthy life. What do you think happens when just the father lives to 90 to the daughter?
If the father lives till 90, what happens to the daughter?
Right. The mother doesn't live long, but the father has longevity.
That's a very good question. Well,
what do you think happens to the daughter?
I don't know.
There's actually no increase in the daughter's longevity or health if only their father lived to 90 or beyond.
Really?
So longevity may be influenced by a combination of genetics, environment, and behaviors passed from parent to child.
Wow. Now, why? What's the explanation for that?
For which part of it?
The fact that there's a difference between the influence of a woman and a man, even going to the same age, on their children.
That is, well, it's interesting. The man influences the daughter if the woman also has longevity. But when the man alone has longevity, the daughter is not influenced. And that, it is what it is. There's something about the genetics there, and perhaps the involvement of the daughter in the mother and the daughter's life.
All right, coming up, what do you think America's hottest export is? I'll tell you, it has nothing to do with technology. It has to do with something in your body. It may be in everybody's body at one time or another, but more in men than in women. We'll find out about that as we continue with Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I just happen to have mine in the last half hour, my daily. This is a small pill. I take some of the fish oil pills. Ken wants us to eat fish, and I want to too. But sometimes you can't. I think having more fish oil or omega oils in your system, no matter how you get them, the more you have, the better it is. Not much chance of an overdose there. So I'm happy to get on board the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 bandwagon. You will be too when you find out it doesn't cost you anything. Correctamundo. Get the benefits of krill oil and omega 50, omega-3s rather, in the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. So you get benefit of three things. Krill oil for your joints, omega-3 for your cardiovascular health, that's what Ken likes, and the CoQ10 gives you added energy. Call now and order this product, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, free bottle at 800-355-1493.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more. Like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Jake!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, is that
poison ivy relief? You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I got a sneezing fit going on here. Excuse me. I don't think I sneezed on the air, though. Did I? Did anybody hear me sneeze on the air?
I didn't.
That's always. No, okay. All right. I sneezed a little off the air. So what causes that, Ken? Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Doug Steffen on Good Day Health with lots of updates on things. What is it that causes people? Sometimes I sneeze 14 or 15 times. Right there I sneezed 4 or 5 times. What causes that? I have a cold. What allergy season should have passed or not? What the heck? Is there probably a histamine connection sometimes to it?
Yeah, it's probably some allergy.
Really? Yeah, but you heard me when I was sneezing there. Good, healthy. Is there a difference? Is there a healthy, such a thing as a healthy sneeze?
Just clears the system
unhealthy?
Out.
It is. That's
just
what it's all about.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
Let
so what happens, but you feel like, sometimes you feel like you're going to sneeze, and then you don't. You ever get that feeling?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm talking. So what makes that happen? Why is it?
Just incomplete.
Partial. Really? I was hoping there was some other, like,
just,
really exciting.
Just let experience. It go. It's a natural process. Let your body clear it all out.
Good Day Health Show, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Lack of exercise is bad. We know that for any number of reasons, but what's the latest wrinkle on that story, Ken?
Well, you may know more than most of us, because this study shows that most of us don't know a lot about the benefits of exercise. So let's talk about it. Few Americans know that inactivity can increase the risk of colon, breast, and other types of cancer, Doug, according to a new study published this week in the Journal of Health Communication. While many do know a sedentary lifestyle increases their risk of heart disease, two-thirds in this study knew that, and metabolic problems such as diabetes, about two-thirds also knew that. Only 3.4% are aware lack of exercise also adds to cancer risk. This review also found low awareness that inactivity increases the risk of respiratory, that's lung diseases. It was only 3.4% knew that. And gastrointestinal conditions, only 0.9%, less than 1 in 100 people knew that exercise helps gastrointestinal conditions.
So there are all kinds of ways, you know it, I know it, people go to the gym, they do yoga, they do stuff at home, to exercise in front of the video. Then there are, well, there are television programs that are aimed, you know, you think about the sedentary lifestyle and what do people like Dr. Oz and his information help us understand. There's a new A&E show called Fit to Fat to Fit, and it focuses on trainers, and it makes them gain weight and then shows how they lose it. And the star trainer here is a guy named Adonis Hill, who went from weighing 217 pounds to 286, consumed 8,000 calories a day, which is what we're supposed to, 2,000, isn't it, for men?
It depends on what your weight goal is.
Yeah.
Average is about 1,500 to 1,800 for guys and 1,200 to 1,500 for women. But it really depends on what your weight goal is.
What I'm trying to point out here is that sometimes...
And how active you are.
In the name of showbiz, things like this can't be good for your body. To be fit, then gain a lot of weight, and then knock it off again to show how you can lose weight, it would seem to me gaining excessive weight like this...
What are they gaining? Are they gaining muscle or are they gaining fat?
No, fat.
That's not healthy.
No.
Obviously.
I wouldn't have thought that would be good at all. So if you watch shows like that, I don't know what it does to the psyche of the people that watch it. Both men and women...
I would not recommend that.
Yeah. These are all trainers, men and women trainers, who gain lots of weight, and then they shake it off again. But it shows what they were like as they were healthy, then when they gain the weight, and then you listen or you watch them as they go through supposedly inspirational. I think it's dangerous, frankly. 28 past the hour.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better, until I found My Pillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the My Pillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 My Pillows, 2 premium pillows, and 2 Go Anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your My Pillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotren, at toploss.com or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Dozens of former CIA officials have joined the chorus of national security professionals denouncing President Trump's decision to pull former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. They wrote, it has nothing to do with who shouldn't and should hold security clearances and everything to do with an attempt to stifle free speech. Three more former senior intelligence officials added their signatures to the letter denouncing the president's action. The president denied he was trying to silence his critics.
Critics.
If anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has the bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that.
He insisted he was getting high praise for his move to retaliate on Brennan and review security credentials of nine others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
With Dr. Ken Kronaus. I'm Doug Steffen. So, what long-term cannabis use does to your brain? The subject of a study, what are we coming up with? Because there's a lot of cannabis use, that's for sure, Ken.
There sure is. And for those who wonder what cannabis is, you can just substitute marijuana. It makes it easy. So, but some use cannabis for recreational purposes, whereas others are using it for essential oils to relieve chronic pain or treat epilepsy. Well, what about long-term use of cannabis or marijuana and its potential dangers? There is one important danger reported this week. Regular cannabis use can impair a person's memory. This was reported this week in the Journal of Neurochemistry. So chronic exposure to cannabis or marijuana impairs the communication between brain regions that drive learning and memory.
So let's juxtapose this, shall we, to the discussion of hemp, the difference between cannabis, i.e. marijuana, and hemp, and the benefits of some of the things, much of what comes out of the hemp plant. I'm becoming an expert sort of in this because I'm going to be growing hemp on my farm. And there are four different areas There are the oils. There is the stem itself. The oils are used medicinally. The hemp plant is used for rope, for clothing. There are other things in the flower that can be used that are very beneficial. So how do we do the educational process? Does anybody come into your office at Lake Cardiology, by the way, if you want to travel down to Florida and see Dr. Ken and get a really good checkup, find out what's going on with your heart and your soul, because he's good at both of those things, even though he's not trained as a soul professor, he is. I'll tell you, his overview of life is really very helpful, I think, to his patients. Get him to calm down a little bit. You know what happens if you get something, you find something going on in your body and you don't know what it is, you get all scared. Ken is the perfect guy to go to when that sort of thing happens. So call the office, get a checkup down there, take a trip. 352-735-1400. You can Google it. It's pretty easy to do that. Just Google Lake Cardiology, and all the info will come up, including the number 352-735-1400. As I said, Googling it, sometimes you can't remember Lake Cardiology. The number, Google Lake Cardiology, and the number comes right up. Okay, so people coming into your, down to the clinic, Lake Cardiology, and they have marijuana on their breath. What do you say to them?
What do I say to them? Well, I talk to them about, I'm wondering, you know, what the indication is. Is it medical use or is it recreational use? And if it's medical use, I just make sure that they're not having, that it's having its intended effect. And if it's recreational use, I might mention some of the issues that it has with the, we know it has on the heart, and now we're learning it has clearly on the brain. And in our country, you have the right to decide. But, you know, you were talking about hemp and marijuana, and they're not the same. The reason why it's so confusing is because they're both from the cannabis family, but they're different plants. And people get this so confused, but they're very different.
Right. And it, I don't want to say you're clueless to confuse the two, because it's easy to do. The government has done a lot. The news media has done a lot to confuse
people. Because
they're
from the cannabis family. The government does get it confused at times.
Yeah, they do. All right. So anyway, would you tell people to use a product like hemp oil, things that are sleep aids that help, things that are good, the flour is very good in food products, et cetera, et cetera.
So right.
It can be very beneficial.
Hemp has some good, healthy dietary supplements, skin products, clothing, accessories. And, you know, there's many, many applications of hemp, thousands, I believe. But I don't have any problems with that. It's a whole different issue. It's not marijuana.
No. Can we go back a little bit for a moment to the discussion we had of exercise? That's an important focus of this program, is exercise, what you eat, that sort of thing, basic stuff. And I noticed that New York Times has today an article about sitting. And not only bad for your body, but bad for your brain. And in the back of my mind, I remember us talking about, I don't know that we specifically talked about this, but brain health in general, what you can do in your body, obviously fish oil, ingesting the right foods, that sort of thing. But is there, other than the exercise that gets the blood flowing in your body so that the blood goes to your brain, and obviously if you're sitting on your can, you're not going to be exercising at all. Is it that simple, or is there something more complex here, Ken, do you think?
You just want to get up. People who do sit for prolonged periods of time, they're more prone to getting diabetes, heart disease, and other problems. And the bottom line is that you do want to just move, and if you can, you know, walk to the cooler, if you know, go get a drink of water.
Do you have that step thing? Do you ever mark, what is it, 10,000 steps a day? Some people think is a way for perfect health. Do you have one of those stepometer thingamabobbers? What do they call them? I forget what they call them.
There's numerous different brands that'll count your steps. And it's a nice thing to
have. How many steps do you do a day?
Oh, I easily do over 10,000 steps.
I would have thought. I borrowed somebody's, and I did 14,000.
Great.
Was amazed. But, you know, one of the things I'm doing now that I haven't done for a while in terms of walking, and people sometimes, like me, don't think that walking is a way of getting exercise. When I think of exercise, I think of lifting weight and doing stuff like that. But because I have this new dog, Daisy, and this is an unfamiliar world for her because she lived her first 2 years in a cage. So now she's on a farm with all this acreage, and I can't just let her go. So she and I take walks every morning and every night. And I think that has added. We go sometimes for a half an hour. And that has to be good. I mean, you think about all of that. And sometimes we run. It's just that sort of thing. And I feel, I don't know if I feel different. I just am conscious of the fact that that's another good thing, another tool in the toolbox to use for those of you who are looking for ways that are not obsessive and compulsive, but, you know, take a good walk. That certainly doesn't do you any harm, right?
Absolutely. Anything you do, and if you want to use a pedometer, there's multiple brands that can actually count it. Whatever works for you. I think exercise has to be individualized. You have to do what's fun. Getting out in nature makes it even better. But just do what you enjoy. Don't look at it as a chore. Look at it as something fun and find something that you like doing. Just moving it. It doesn't have to be strenuous. It's amazing in middle age just getting some activity that's not too strenuous. But doing it is just so helpful.
All right, a couple of more things in our focus. The government is moving forward on developing at-home flu tests. I want to find out whether Ken thinks that's a good idea. And there's a new study about dizziness that you'll want to be listening to. If you have, when you get up fast, you get dizzy. What does that mean? We'll find out. After I talk to you about your problem of spending too much time in the bathroom, if you're not enjoying life because you got to run to the bathroom every time you turn around, maybe there's a way I can send you a little knowledge that will help straighten out the problem. The problem is that your system, your gut, is not functioning properly. You got gas because the food you're eating isn't good. You're not eating the healthy things, the honest. I call it honest food. Organic, some people call it. I don't know. Because the government is so messed up, all these labels, you know when you're getting good food. Go to a local, this time of year, especially the farms. Get the great food, the produce that's there. And if you are going out to eat and you are eating things that are processed, you need Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. Life Change is a proprietary herbal formula. All the teas are grown in America. It is an all-natural, all-organic product. And the teas, when they're grown and harvested, are put together. The Life Change Tea and all the teas that you can find at GetTheTea.com are grown here in America. So you know if you've got an unhealthy colon, you got bloating, gas, you know, burping, and all the other stuff that goes along with it. That means you've got parasites in your system. You got to cleanse them. And Life Change Tea does just that. Gentle daily cleansing. To have a cup a day, go to GetTheTea.com. You can't get this in the stores. You got to go online to GetTheTea.com. Order it now by using the discount code DJV. You'll get it shipped to you without cost, okay? So GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea and many other things that will help you live better. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com.
Right this moment, there are millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. There are also thousands of veterans in need of a service or comfort animal, many of whom will never get one. America loses 20 veterans a day to suicide, but it doesn't have to be this way. The Wounded Paw Project adopts and trains shelter dogs to help our nation's heroes. They save a paw to save a life. You can help by going to woundedpawproject.org to learn more. That's woundedpawproject.org.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Unit 42 is the Palo Alto Network's tech threat team, and last year they found 145 Google Play apps infected with malicious software. And it was the software developer who was infected, and consequently, their apps infected too. Ryan Olson is from Palo Alto Networks.
There are a lot of small developers out there who don't necessarily have great security, but their apps might be installed on thousands or even millions of devices. And if their computer can be compromised, then the app that they're building can also be compromised.
So what about your Android phone?
All the apps at this point have already been removed from Google Play, and Google is going to take those off your phone if you were already infected. So from this perspective, your phone is already safe. You don't need to worry.
More at PaloAltoNetworks.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. I wonder how many of you know about anti-smoking activists and whether they are fairly or unfairly targeting cigars is a question that some people who smoke cigars are asking. Does the news media play a role in the attacks? I think that there are a lot of people who think there should be limitations placed on where people smoke cigars and pipes, the same as the same sort of anti-smoking campaign that works against cigarettes. Why are they not all put together would have been my question. There are a lot of aggressive anti-smoking campaigns, especially going on in the Northwest, well, actually West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington. Smoking rates are rising, though, and most people think it's because when you go down to Kentucky, some of the states in the South where tobacco is so easily grown and it's easily marketed, you don't have to go through the big production companies, and a lot of people are smoking. Matter of fact, Kentucky had the highest adult smoking rate in the country. 30% of the people in Kentucky smoke, up from 27% the year before. That's about 10% higher than the national average. And so one wonders where smoking isn't, I guess it's the chicken and the egg, where smoking isn't as much of a problem, that is California, West Coast, a lot of people, this is not smoking. But is that because of the anti-smoking campaigns? And do they not have them in Kentucky and Alabama and Arkansas where smoking is very prevalent? And especially now, do we consider cigars and pipes in with all this? I say yes. Matter of fact, cigars and pipes may be more dangerous to your health than regular cigarettes. Food for thought. All right, let's get to this study that shows dizziness may be sign of something more serious. Sign or signs, I guess it could be singular or plural, Dr. Ken.
Right. I think the study that you're referring to is people who change position. They go from lying to standing, yep. Sitting right. To standing, and they get dizzy. And this new study suggested that they may be a decade or two later at higher risk of getting dementia.
Well, what happens apparently, if I read this correctly, is that when they get up, there seems to be a sudden drop in their blood pressure.
Right.
And that leads to dementia, stroke, because they're not getting blood to their brain. Isn't it all consistent with some of the things we talk about? Get as much blood to your brain as you can, and if you're not, you better figure out why.
Exactly. This is called orthostatic hypotension. It's when the top number drops 20 or more points, or the bottom number drops 10 or more points when you go from lying to sitting or sitting to standing. And this is something I deal with a lot as a cardiologist. The most common cause of this is just dehydration. The pipes are just dry, and you don't have enough fluid to pump around. So make sure you don't get dehydrated. Also, heart problems can cause this. Just having too low a heart rate, too low a blood pressure, a heart valves, a weak heart can do this. And there are endocrine problems, hormonal issues, a thyroid, an adrenal issue, a low blood sugar, all can do it. Nervous system problems can do this, like Parkinson's I don't want to get into the weeds too much, but even after eating a meal, and there are a lot of drugs that can cause this. So if you have these symptoms, talk to the pharmacist if any of your drugs are doing it, and then talk to your internist, your cardiologist, or your neurologist. We all take care of this.
Government envisions having at-home flu tests. Good idea or not?
Excellent idea. Wouldn't it be wonderful to quickly diagnose this, like we check our blood sugar, our cholesterol at home, and then we'd be able to more quickly get treated, and we'd be able to more quickly get ourselves isolated from everybody else. This is a good idea, Doug.
And so, but is this something that'll end up, you buy the test, maybe, or you go to the CVS or the Walgreens or...
And you'll have whatever. The kit at home, and as soon as you have any expectations of signs or symptoms of flu, you'll test yourself, and if it's positive, you'll go right to call the doctor, get me, call in the prescription for me, and you'll isolate yourself, hopefully. This is a good idea.
Word to the wise. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, Good Day Health.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
In the health department, this time at the hands of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here to continue his lifelong ambition of being the smartest guy in medicine by reviewing weekly all the journals that come out, and there are lots and lots of them. So he synthesizes all the info and puts it together in five or six items that are important for us to understand because they implicate our health and well-being. So let's have I always say this. I don't say always, but oftentimes Ken and I disagree. So I will, we're not picking a fight, it's just listening to two different points of view. So Ken has found in his research this week, according to one of the journals, that fluoride is crucial to prevent cavities, which may be true or justifiable. But what else does it do to your body? You're going to report on why it's good to have to prevent cavities, and then I'm going to tell you why it's not good for other stuff. How's that? Is that a fair bargain, Ken?
I knew you'd love this stuff.
Oh, I absolutely love this one. Well, all right, go ahead.
Well, if your toothpaste is fluoride-free, brushing and flossing alone, Doug, are not enough to keep cavities away. This is according to a study published this week in the medical journal Gerontology. The fluoride is what helps you avoid cavities. It's not simply keeping the teeth cleaner. The plaque is inaccessible, and you cannot get to it While oral hygiene may help a bit, it's the fluoride that makes the difference in getting to the plaque and preventing cavities. The American Dental Association recommends brushing twice a day with a fluoride-containing toothpaste, flossing once a day, eating a healthy diet, and yes, seeing a dentist on a regular basis.
Well, that's kind of common sense, isn't it? There's a lot of common sense. However, when you look at the fluoride in the water thing, I don't know whether it's better to have fluoride in the toothpaste. I guess I can almost understand, although I don't have fluoride. I don't use fluoride toothpaste.
Hopefully you'll spit it out.
Yeah, well.
The problem with fluoride toothpaste is when the kids like it and they swallow it.
Yeah, that's very unhealthy, very bad, very dangerous. But having it in the water is aimed at what? If you have fluoride toothpaste, then why do you need fluoride in the water?
Talk to your local state senator.
Well, I think that it's a public debate. Here we are in the middle of a campaign, the congressional elections every 2 years, and stuff like this that's important to everybody never comes up. Do you ever remember hearing any politician either asked or responding to a question of what do we do about fluoride in the water?
Maybe 20 years ago.
What are the real facts about this? Okay, so if we have in the toothpaste and you spit it out, it's not going to harm you. I got it. It may be good to prevent cavities. But then when you look at, for example, 97% of Western Europe rejects water fluoridation. No fluoride in the water. And this is England, Ireland, Poland, Serbia, Spain. There's a little water that is fluoridated here, but Japan doesn't allow it.
Do they have nice teeth?
Japanese people? Japanese people have crooked teeth and use the yellow teeth because they smoke so much. That may be a factor there, one way or another. I don't know that. Do you have an answer to that, or you just ask the question as an antagonist? What do you know about Japanese teeth?
Less than you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know much. So, but you know, what did you do with your daughter when she was growing up? You had fluoride toothpaste? You got fluoride in the water down there in Florida, right?
We don't have a choice, but I taught her how to spit out the toothpaste, but use it.
Yeah. All right, so you can't spit the water out if you're drinking it, though.
No.
So that's the difference. So do we draw a line? Is the practical answer to this? You know, fluoride's okay in toothpaste because you got a choice to use it or not. You can spit it out. But in the water, you don't have a choice. That's where I think we get sort of.
I think we agree on this one.
Yeah, we do. All right, Dr. Ken, there's something else we agree on. Losing weight, having correct body weight. Look at what Ken's done to his body in the past couple of years. And what I consistently do, although actually Ken's better at this than I am, because his weight doesn't fluctuate. It's gone down, and he's keeping it where he wants it, having lost, what, about 20 pounds over the last two or three years?
No, 43.
40 pounds?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So if you want to do that, Ken's exercise routine is what has gotten him there. If you're not a good exerciser, you probably want to reach for Calitrin. Healthy weight loss and Calitrin go together. Those two, the concept of healthy weight loss and Calitrin, put them together. Lose the weight safely, naturally. Go to toploss.com. Sign up for Calitrin. Toploss.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.